Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call any time for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskull. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Got a great broadcast lined up for you this morning, 22 things first-time homebuyers need to do. We'll chat about them. We're going to talk about some tips in today's real estate market. Does your spending personality match your credit cards? We'll chat about that. And if your budget isn't working, well, maybe the old-fashioned way will help you out. So we're going to chat about that as well. What is the old-fashioned way? We'll talk about it. So we've got a lot to chat about with you this morning. But before we get to that, let's remember, today is National Daiquiri Day. Yeah, a little bit of rum there. I'm not a big rum fan, but the daiquiris, depending upon what beach you're on, can be quite enjoyable. They sometimes come in even flavors. So what is your favorite? Do you have a favorite flavor of a daiquiri? The daiquiri was one of the favorite drinks of writer Ernest Hemingway and of President John F. Kennedy. Don't know if you're going to need that knowledge for anything, but I'll just give it to you anyway. Checking out the markets this morning. What is happening in the markets this morning? We're not a whole heck of a lot. You can look at the markets and you can consistently say, well, you know, when you have a market that's over 21,000 on the Dow Jones Industrial Average, when it's up 27 points, you can basically say it's pretty flat, up 27, down 27, not a whole lot of difference there. Oil up 55 cents per barrel. U.S. 10-year Treasury up just a little bit, 2.27 right now. Think about that and compare it to the Japan 10-year at 0.076. And the Japan numbers have not changed a whole lot in many, many years. So that issue there, 0.076, always right around the zero mark for the Japanese 10-year. Been decades now because they've been doing a lot of the same things that our government has been trying in the last 7 or 8 years that has not worked. But I digress. We'll move right along on that one. And if we just think about that, how it affects the 30-year fixed rate loan, the mortgage loan that we talk about so frequently. Well, they're down just a little bit, still above. If you remember, we mentioned that on Thursday last week. The new numbers will come out again, but the 30-year fixed rate, 4.03%, paying a half a point. That's going to generally be on your $417,000 loan, 40% equity. That's generally the numbers that they're using when they talk about that Freddie Mac rate. Moving on to the news, what's going on in the news this morning? You got to love the media, the news sources out there. It's just amazing to me how they can make something out of absolutely nothing. Unbelievable. Now, think about this.
Ridiculous.
Absolutely ridiculous. But think about this concept. The media is going and making a big deal that President Trump met President Putin. They had a second meeting at the G20 summit. Really? Well, and the media, the MSNB hee-haw and NBC, you know, the I don't think they're news anymore. I just call them commentary. They've got those commentary programs that they put in the word news next to. It is no news any longer. But the issue here is they said that second meeting at the G20 summit. You know how they define a meeting at MSNB, hee-haw, and CNN, the Clinton News Network? Unbelievable. They were at dinner with all the leaders of the other countries, the other 20 members or participants at this G20. All of them were at the same exact dinner, and our media calls that another meeting and makes some sort of a big deal about it. Unreal. You just have to laugh. I mean, when something legitimate comes up, is anybody going to believe some of these news sources that are out there? Is there any credibility in them left at all? It just amazes me. I don't think so. I think that they're going to cry wolf so many times that at some point in time there will be something legit and people are just going to have tuned them out. Think about this one, the other side of the next step on the Trump Jr. meeting. 52% think it was a bad idea. Okay, so it was a bad idea in a political campaign that there are going to be no mistakes ever made. 44% of Republicans said the meeting was appropriate. 24% said it was not. 8% of Democrats had no problem with the meeting. That's a real big surprise.
Surprise.
80% said it was inappropriate. 19% of independents said the meeting was appropriate. 50% said it was not. 50% of all those polled said that President Trump has been very truthful or somewhat truthful when it comes to any alleged coordination between the Russian government and his 2016 campaign. 46% said he has not been too truthful. Think about that. With all of the publicity with MSNB Hee Haw and NBC, ABC, CBS, Clinton News Network. I don't think Nickelodeon has got onto this yet. But with all of them constantly hammering at what they're doing, you know, to have that just a small disparity basically tells you that there is no value in the story and people really don't care about what these media types say. Moving right along, Tim Kaine back in the news. He's been so truthful and so accurate in all of his other assessments, but he was on MSNB Hee Haw, and there's probably more of you listening right now than ever saw the Morning Joe show on MSNB Hee Haw. But he says, Obamacare will not be allowed to fail. That's almost as predictable as the Republicans saying that they're going to repeal Obamacare. You can predict both, and neither one of them have the ability of doing anything. Tim Kaine obviously lost in the election as he was candidate with Hillary Clinton and then told everybody how many people are going to get killed. He follows the CBO scoring that's been inaccurate. And now he's saying that Obamacare, where we already see that the prices for coverage are skyrocketing, if you can get it, he comes out and says, well, it won't fail. Unbelievable how he can continue to mislead America in the same way. I just don't get it. How do these people continue doing the same thing? Obstructing. Rand Paul, an obstructionist. The Democrats, they don't want to do anything. I don't know why they even keep their houses in Washington. They're not going to, other than to show up and obstruct, I guess that's why they have to be there, so they can show up to vote no or obstruct or delay or read a newspaper on the floor of the Senate so that nothing else can get done. Unbelievable. Vote them out. Get rid of them. Unreal. New rules limit the hurt from medical debt starting September 15th after more than 2 years of delays. New rules granting consumers some relief from the harm medical debt can do to their credit will finally go into effect beginning September 15th. Three main credit bureaus will enact rules they agreed to back in 2015 that require them to provide a 180-day cooling-off period before any medical debt goes onto a credit report. This is why you've got to consistently be watching these things in the mail, consistently watching your credit report. Equifax, Experian, TransUnion agreed to the rules as part of a March 2015 settlement with the Attorney General of New York and subsequent settlements with the Attorney General of 31 other states. Thankfully, the rules are being adopted. The big question will be, what's going to actually show up? Are they going to use the newest version of the reports? Are they going to continue using the older versions of the reports that don't reflect some of these new benefits that are or changes that are coming into place? So we'll see what happens with that as well. That's going to be a big issue for us to continue to watch for you. Latest numbers from the CFPB, Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, show that 43 million Americans have an average of $579 in medical collections on their credit reports. CFPB finds 15 million of those people otherwise handle credit well, and the medical debt is the sole factor fouling up their credit. Well, isn't that a surprise as well? We'll chat about that and more when we come back. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We'll also chat about some tips to succeed in today's real estate market. Does your spending personality match your credit cards? We do have those 20 tips for first-time homebuyers. I think there's actually 22 of them. We'll count them for you. I don't know if we'll get all of them, but we'll get to a majority of them on your behalf. In any event, stay tuned. Or at least if you don't stay tuned, you can reach me at our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions, as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio, or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready to buy that new home, the Fast Pass approval. Is Gold Star the only one with the Fast Pass approval? Let's chat with about 22 things first-time homebuyers need to do. 22 things first-time homebuyers need to do. Let's chat about that this morning. Maybe we'll see how many we can get through. The idea of buying a home is it can be very nerve-wracking, especially for the first time. Now, even if you're not a first-time buyer, probably very nerve-wracking anyway because you don't do it that often. See, it used to be every 7 years. Every 6 years we would buy a new house. Jumped up to every 10 years that we're buying new houses. But either way, it's not very often. And the rules change, the game change. The rules of the mortgages change. The industry changes. Is it a buyer's market, a seller's market? All these things are already always changing. Probably the biggest purchase of your life, but the process complicated, a lot of unfamiliar language, surprises, expenses. So to make that journey a little less stressful, here are some tips for you to make the process more smooth and maybe save you some money. First off, start saving for a down payment early. Now, the reports all say that you need 20% down payment. That is hogwash. You do not need 20%. But start saving. 3%, 5%, those are good numbers for a down payment, especially when you're dealing with this planning process. If you're looking and saying, okay, I've got $15,000 in the bank right now, which I know most people do not have, but if I have that in the bank right now, okay, yeah, you can go and buy a $400,000 house, condo, whatever it is in the neighborhood that you're looking in, but that's the issue. You've got to have that money. If you don't have it, well, start saving for it and realize that if you're going to be below that 20% down payment, not a problem, but you're going to probably have to pay either MIP, private mortgage insurance premium, or PMI, private mortgage insurance, one or the other. And we want to have a game plan to get rid of that as well. Second step, check your credit. When you're taking out a mortgage loan, your credit will be one of the key factors in whether you're approved, and it will help determine your interest rate and maybe even some other loan terms. Check your credit before you begin the home buying process. Dispute any errors that could be dragging down your credit score, and look for opportunities to improve your credit, such as making a dent in any outstanding debts. Number three, don't take on any new credit activity. Stop that for a while. Anytime you open a new credit account, whether you take out an auto loan or get a new credit card, the lender's going to run a hard inquiry, which can temporarily ding your credit score. Not a lot, but every little bit helps. Could mean if you're going from maybe you had a 720 FICO score, the mid score, and it took you down to a 719, you miss a price break just because of 1 point. So if you're applying for a mortgage soon, avoid opening new credit accounts to keep your score from dipping. Figure out how much you can afford before you start looking for your dream home. You need to know what's actually within your price range, within your budget. That's what our friends at Gold Star Mortgage are there for. They'll help you with that anytime. Explore your down payment options. So if you're struggling to come up with enough money for a down payment, first-time home buyer programs are plentiful, including federal mortgage programs with Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Jennie Mae, that allow 3 or 3.5% down payments, veterans affairs loans, zero down payment, and then you might even chat with your lender about the concept of them helping with 3% down payment. Now, how do they do that? Well, they do it by increasing your interest rate a little bit. They give you a 3% lender credit, or they can give you up to 3% lender credit to help with your closing costs, recurring and non-recurring, and then 6 months later, they might be streamlining you into a lower interest rate. You might want to look at state and local assistance programs. I'm not a huge fan of these, but they're out there. The reason I'm not a big fan of them is generally when they have a state and local assistance program, there's generally a requirement that you need to use a specific investor. Many mortgage bankers, like our friends at Gold Star Mortgage, they have these programs. But are they in your best interest? Because they go to a specific investor, which means less competition, higher pricing. Don't want to do that. Budget for closing costs. In addition to saving for a down payment, you'll need to budget for the money required to close your mortgage loan. It can be significant. Closing costs generally run between 2 and 5% of your loan amount. You can shop around and compare prices for some of the expenses, like homeowners insurance, home inspections, the like. Title and escrow are generally in Southern California. They're part, the seller chooses those. Northern California, a little bit different. Other states have other rules as well. And again, remember, I just told you about that program that our friends at Gold Star Mortgage has, where you get the increase your interest rate a little bit. That means you're going to increase your monthly payment just a little. And they can put down, help you with like 3% of your recurring and non-recurring closing costs on a $400,000 home. That's $12,000 that they can help you with. 6 months down the road, they restructure that loan for you and streamline that refinance, restructuring, maybe bring your interest rates down. Set aside more money for after move-in. I know that you're trying to scrimp everything you possibly can, and you got that down payment. You've got the budgeted for the closing costs. Just think about there are things. Every time somebody moves into a new home, there are issues that they want to change. Maybe they need some different furnishings, rugs, appliances, fixtures, paintings, paint. Maybe some carpeting you didn't recognize doesn't fit with what your desires are. So set aside a little bit of money for after move-in. Then you go to what kind of property do you want to buy? You may assume you'll buy a single-family home that you could be ideal if you want a large lot or a lot of room. But if you're willing to sacrifice space for less maintenance and extra amenities, and you don't mind paying a homeowners association fee, maybe a condo or townhome might be a better fit for you. Chat with our friends at Gold Star about the mortgage options. They become your personal shopper. That's the idea of what they're doing. They're your personal shopper. So do you want a 30-year fixed rate loan? Do you want a 20-year loan, 15-year loan? Do you want a 30-year loan that's only fixed for 7 years? That's a great product. Understand all the differences. Understand what the different mortgage rates are out there. What is your purchasing power based on rates? Get that fast pass approval from Gold Star. Not a pre-approval letter. Many people talk about the pre-approval letter. We want, being that you're doing this in a planning fashion, we want the fast pass approval for you, because then your real estate professional can go out and check box J4 on the California Residential Purchase Agreement that says no loan contingencies, because you've already gone through the underwriting process. Now, certain loans they can't do that on, so get the pre-approval letter for those. But your goal is that fast pass approval. Hire the right buyer's agent. You're going to be working closely with your real estate agent. So find someone you get along with. The bright buyer's agent should be highly skilled, motivated, knowledgeable about the area. And again, if you give me a call at 800-306-1990, I'll put you in touch with a buyer's agent in your neighborhood that understands the fast pass approval from Gold Star. They're working hand in glove. That's the idea. When you're out shopping, stay under your pre-approval limit, that fast pass approval limit. As your agent shows you homes, look for properties that cost a little less than the amount you were approved for. While you can technically afford that amount, it's the ceiling, and it doesn't account for a broken washer, dryer, other expenses that arise during home ownership, especially right after you buy. Rather than maxing out that amount, set a lower price budget to leave yourself a little bit of wiggle room for unexpected costs. 16, pick the right neighborhood. Finding the right neighborhood is just as important as locating the right house. Research the schools, even if you don't have kids, since that affects the home's value and the resale. Look at local safety and crime stats. How close are the nearest hospital, pharmacy, grocery store, Starbucks, other amenities that you use? Also, drive the neighborhood on various days and at different times to check out traffic, noise, activity. Are there a bunch of cars on the lawn on blocks? Is that, maybe doesn't matter to you? Maybe it does. Make the most of an open house. Use this as another opportunity to scope out the neighborhood and your potential neighbors. During the open house, pay close attention to the home's overall condition and look for any smells, stains, or items in disrepair. Ask a lot of questions about the home, such as when it was built, when items were last replaced, how old key systems like the air conditioning and heating are. If several other potential buyers are viewing the home at the same time as you, don't hesitate to schedule a second or third visit to get a closer look and ask more questions. It's a big purchase. Make sure that you're looking at all these issues. Buy a home for tomorrow. It's easy to look at properties that meet your current needs, but if you plan to start or expand your family, it may be preferable to buy a larger home you can grow into. Consider your future needs and wants and whether this home meets those needs and wants. Let the little things go. When you're looking at a home, it's easy to get caught up on superficial details like paint, color, fixtures, carpets. These fixtures are easy to change once the home is yours. So don't let those little details get in the way. Be prepared to compromise. It's rare to find a house that's perfect in every way, so think carefully about what you're willing to compromise on and what you're not. Perhaps no walk-in closet in the master bedroom is a deal breaker, but an outdated guest bathroom will be tolerable until you can renovate it. Make three lists: must have, want to have, and should have, or it's basically your needs, your wants, and your desires, your dreams. Make a strong offer. Your real estate agent can help you with this, but consider how much under or over the asking price you are willing to pay to obtain your dream home. If there are multiple bids, think about tactics to win over the seller, such as a personalized letter, maybe a video. Avoid a bidding war that blows your budget. In a competitive real estate market, limited inventory, it's likely you'll be bidding on houses that get multiple offers. When you find a home you love, it's tempting to make a high price offer that's sure to win. But don't let your emotions take over. Stick to your purchase budget to avoid getting stuck with a mortgage payment that you can't afford. You don't want to be living for your mortgage. Negotiate. A lot can be up for negotiation in the home buying process, which can result in major savings. Are there any major repairs you can get the seller to cover, either by fully handling them or giving you a credit adjustment at closing? Is the seller willing to pay for any of the closing costs? Great agents can help with both of those. If you're in a buyer's market, you may find the seller will bargain with you to get the house off the market. How many days has the property been on the market? Big question there. That's why you need a great agent who understands how to negotiate. Buy homeowner's insurance before you close on your new house. Your lender will require you to buy homeowner's insurance. Shop around, compare rates to find the best price. Look closely at what's covered in the policies. Going with a less expensive policy usually means fewer protections and more out-of-pocket expenses if you file a claim. Be aware that your insurer can drop your property if it thinks the home's condition isn't up to snuff, so you may have to be prepared to find a new policy quickly if it sends someone out to look at the property and isn't happy with what it finds. Also, flood damage is not covered by homeowners insurance, so if your new home is in a flood-prone area, make sure you have flood insurance. Your lender will probably help you with that one as well. And know the limits of a home inspection. Once your offer is accepted, you'll pay for a home inspection to examine the property's condition inside and out. But not all inspection tests for things like radon, mold, or pests. So be sure you know what's included. Make sure the inspector can assess every part of the home, such as the roof and any crawl spaces. Attend the inspection and pay close attention. Don't be afraid to ask your inspector to take a look or a closer look at something that you find there. Your real estate professional will have somebody that's very good at that for you. So make sure you're looking at that as well. That's the Mortgage Minute, brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage, and some things first-time home buyers need to know. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to talk about tips to succeed in today's real estate market, ways to have your dream honeymoon without paying a dime. It cost you a whole lot more than a dime if you don't pay for it. Holy cow, you can reach us anytime off air. Number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400. 7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Tips to succeed in today's real estate market is the story of the day. Tips, three tips to succeed. I guess I got to get the whole headline in there, right? Three tips to succeed in today's real estate market, in today's highly competitive real estate market. Inventory levels are not keeping up with the constant stream of buyer demand. There are steps you can take to ensure you are most prepared for success when buying a home. Three tips we're going to expand on today come from a recent Trulia blog entitled The Skinny on Skinny Inventory. I don't know if I like that title of their blog, Skinny on Skinny Inventory. Number one, be prepared. Quote, home buyers should talk with a lender, real estate agent, and a home inspector before finding a home to make an offer on, unquote. Be intentional, pre-approved or pre-underwritten, fast pass approval, and prepared will set you up for the accelerated timetables that come with a highly competitive market. If you are the most prepared buyer interested in a home, if you've already secured financial approval, and if you are ready to move fast, your bid will be that much more attractive to a seller. Number two, think strategically. The quote from the report, starter home buyers don't have a home to sell and can be flexible on closing dates compared to home buyers who are also trying to sell at the same time. If you are one of the many first-time buyers looking for your dream home, know that being strategic and flexible about closing dates can also help your offer stand out from the rest. But don't fret if you are a homeowner who will also have to sell your own house first. Be upfront about your timeline with your agent and with any offers you make. Number three, seek out the ugly ducklings. The quote from the Trulia Report, buyers might consider looking for homes that have been on the market for a while and investigate why. The reasons may be deal killer, but all it takes is one ugly duckling to turn into a swan, unquote. Find a fixer-upper or a home that needs a little love might be your best way to guarantee that you are able to find a home in the neighborhood you want. The worst house on the best block will go for a steal and offer instant equity once you fix it up. The bottom line in today's housing market, full of bidding wars and tough competition, finding ways to stand out from the rest by getting creative will improve your chances of having a home to call your own. That's the whole idea of this whole process, finding that home that makes sense for you and your family. We've talked about this so many times. It's not always just about the price. It's about what makes sense for your family, where you're looking to go, what you're looking to do. And you know, maybe it's schools. Maybe it's close to work. Maybe you don't want that your spouse to have a four-hour commute time each day. A lot of reasons. Maybe some of those reasons are that you want to live in a golf community. I saw this report, and I thought I'd share it with you because we do have so many listeners in the Coachella Valley. I think in the Coachella Valley alone, there's about 140 golf courses. So I thought I'd share people living in a golf community have the opportunity to play their favorite sport, but they also live in a wonderful community. The atmosphere with others who have the same interests, like that idea. Golf, of course, isn't the only reason they choose a golf course community. They're usually entering a new phase of their lives and want a stress-free or hassle-free environment. Surrounded by well-maintained landscapes and state-of-the-art building designs, golf communities also offer privacy for homeowners along with the prestige of private club options. So here are some perks of living in a golf community. Number one, easy access to a golf course. It may only take a few minutes to get to the course for many people living in a golf community. This allows for more time to practice and play the game. According to Robert Lee, who points that out from Golf Week, some homeowners even have their own golf carts to drive to the course. Beautiful views. Many golf communities have homes situated to enjoy the wonderful manicured golf courses and being part of an upscale community. People considering a home near a golf course can take advantage of developers who build the homes far enough away from the greens to avoid wayward shots that could hit a house, but close enough to enjoy the environment. Number three, amenities. Swimming pools, tennis courts, fitness centers are often included with the golf course communities. There might be restaurants and bars or planned events in the clubhouse to enjoy activities with new friends and neighbors. Like-minded neighbors, age restrictions often allow only people who are age 55 and over. Residents can relax and have fun with neighbors in their age range. You can meet new acquaintances on the course or just in these different alternative activity areas. Resale value. Homes and golf communities usually stay high-valued and sought after if people decide to put them on the market. The beautiful views, amenities, and community atmosphere make the homes attractive to potential buyers. Wildlife. Many golf communities are ideal for nature lovers. The lakes and woods attract a wide array of animals such as birds, deer, foxes. We showed some pictures on our Facebook page recently of a bunch of longhorn ram that were on one of the courses that we were visiting just recently. And luxurious homes. Residents can expect a comfortable lifestyle when choosing a house in many golf communities, according to Mediterra in Naples, Florida. Prospective buyers have many communities to choose from and find the right floor plans or living quarters for their needs. Just a little bit more information on those golf communities for you. Thought we would share that one for you as well. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, we will chat about ways to have your dream honeymoon without paying a dime. Your budget isn't working. Maybe the old-fashioned way will be the solution that makes most sense for you. So we'll talk about that one as well. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio, on Twitter @RonSiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars from nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions, as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. Are you 62 years of age or older? What a lot of planning that goes in with the reverse mortgage loan. There's a lot of misunderstandings in the reverse mortgage loan as well. So you got to think about both of those or just get yourself educated. Don't say you don't like something until you understand it. Just a thought for you. If your budget isn't working, try managing your money the old-fashioned way. There are many people who have tried every budgeting tip and trick in the book, but still can't seem to figure out how to handle their money by themselves. It's just not a natural tendency for most people. If you're in this situation and maybe have been for a while, there's a scared straight kind of technique that I want you to try. It's a real throwback to a different era, but it's proving to still be successful today. The strategy is pretty simple. Use cash for whatever you can. Using envelopes to divvy up your money and keep you within the budget. How to make a cash-only budget work in your life. So here's the thought. You have different envelopes. Very, very low-tech, obviously. But you put the amount of money. Groceries go in an envelope that says groceries on it. Utilities in another one that says utilities. Spending money, walk-around money. That's a third envelope. Put the budgeted amount of money in each envelope. Get rid of the credit cards. And when the envelope is empty, you just can't spend anything else. Now, there are certain things that you have to do with your credit card or with your by check. You know, it's hard to pay your mortgage with cash, so you don't want to do that. It's hard to make a car payment to Memphis, Tennessee with cash. But the whole idea here is you're using cash instead of using some of your other vehicles, your other assets. And when you do that, whenever the envelope is empty, you're just getting a handle on your money, on your budget, and it works a lot better for you. It's very, very old school. Very old school. But sometimes while you're just trying to get back to basics, old school makes a lot of sense. That is the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. Thought we'd also share, being that we've been talking about buying houses today, how much you'll spend after buying your house. That's one of the issues that I hear from folks all the time, first-time home buyers. They did not realize some of the post-close expenses that they just didn't know were there. How much does it cost to turn a house into a home? Well, $5,000 on top of the purchase price, according to a study by the National Bureau of Economic Research from Cambridge, Massachusetts. Buying a house, these are national numbers. Buying a house triggered that much on average in spending on home renovations and durable home goods, such as appliances, according to research economists. Home buyers embarked on the wave of spending even after buying a house that was newly constructed, suggesting that it was driven in part by a new owner's desire to tailor his or her house to their tastes. That's the big issue. The study analyzed spending by 70,000 households from 2001 to 2013 and building permits for 9 million properties. People may move into a house with all new appliances, but may not like how they fit with the decor, so they'll replace them. Factor in the fact that you might be moving into a house, a new house. There's a good chance you may not like what's in the house, and you may end up changing it. Home buyers increase their spending on home-related expenses starting 3 months before the home purchase and for a year afterward, with spending peaking during the month right after home purchase, according to the study. The $5,000 figure is the figure for primary residences. The average amount of spending is $3,700 when second homes and investment properties are included. Younger home buyers under 35 and lower income buyers tended to spend more on home-related costs than older, wealthier households, according to the study. That could be because younger, less wealthy home buyers bought houses that needed more work. Could be that they didn't have as much stuff to move as well. The more bedrooms a house had, the more the new owner spent on durable home goods and home improvements, and perhaps that's some consolation for homeowners who regret not buying a bigger house, according to a survey that found that buying too small of a house was the number one regret buyers had. A recent discussion on Reddit highlighted some of the often unexpected expenses homeowners encountered. And we'll put this whole report up on the website there. I don't want to go through the entire report with you right now. Just thought it was something that was very fascinating to me. So I thought, you know, if it fascinates me, I think that many times you're going to enjoy it as much or more. So that is just some ideas on how much you're going to spend after purchasing. Continuing our conversations this morning, you know, I thought I'd share this one. I found this one to be very fascinating for you. Does your spending personality match your credit cards? A lot of us use a lot of credit cards, and are you really thinking about the rewards programs that you're using that you have access to with those credit cards? There are some rewards cards that give you a benefit by premium, and these are premium credit cards, of course, but they're going to give you travel. Now, if you don't travel a lot, why would you be using that credit card? I am not a fan of the airline or hotel credit cards. Why? Well, because they limit you to being a – and it's what they're trying to do is they want you to be loyal to that brand. Well, if you go and use a premium Chase or Visa or American Express, well, then they're going to go out on the open market and pay for you to buy that first-class airline ticket, and then it can be on United Airlines or American Airlines or Delta Airlines or whatever airline you want. It can be at a Hyatt, a Ritz-Carlton, a Marriott. Again, it's wherever you want it to be. So if that's your goal, if you are a jet setter, well, look for some of those cards that allow you to meet that goal. If you like going and it's just a cash back issue, well, take a look at that. So you can get your rewards, spend the money there. If you carry a balance, then you want to be certainly looking at interest rates. What are the interest rates they're charging on different programs? What are their goals and they're going to give to you? So make sure that if you are using credit cards, make sure you really look in the mirror, see what you do, how you do it, what your personality is, and then get a credit card that matches that personality, where you're going and what makes sense in your lifestyle. Just a simple thought for you, but a lot of people are not thinking about that. And we just thought we would share it with you. And the other thing I share every morning, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.